Good evening. This is the 7 p.m. update on Hurricane Earl. Conditions are beginning to deteriorate over the North Carolina Outer Banks. At this hour, the center of Hurricane Earl is located about 150 miles to the south of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and about 650 miles to the south-southwest of Cape Cod. The center of Earl is moving towards the north at about 18 miles per hour and is going to bend towards the north-northeast during the next 12 to 24 hours. On this course, the center will be passing over or very close to the portions of the Outer Banks near Cape Hatteras within the next 6 to 10 hours. Most likely, the center will be passing offshore, bringing the worst of the weather to the east or offshore. However, conditions are beginning to deteriorate, as I mentioned, and in fact, the radar image now shows the center offshore with the first bands about to hit the outer banks in the next hour or two. Tropical storm conditions now are very close to the Outer Banks. The longer term, the track shows the hurricane passing very close to Cape Cod and then moving on to the northeast towards the Canadian Maritimes. This is a large hurricane, so tropical storm force winds or hurricane force winds will be occurring over much of the coastline from North Carolina northward through New England, and there are warnings and watches up for the entire coast in that area. Storm surge is a great concern and could reach 3 to 5 feet in the Outer Banks region, and there could be a potential for flooding as well from seawater in southern New England. Farther to the west, it will be wind as the primary problem, along with rain, and there is a potential for downed trees and power lines over much of this area along the coast. At the National Hurricane Center, I'm Ed Rappaport.